Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. It's June 13th. This is Brad Culp. I'm in the studio here with Sam Grass this morning. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How are you? Is my mic on? Is that better? Okay. Good morning.
You're on. You doing all right this morning?
Well, you know my story this morning, so we won't go there, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what happened of importance exactly 50 years ago today?
Oh, here we go. I'm going to make it simple. When you what?
Nothing that I know of.
Oh, okay. So. All right.
So now that we've got that over with, you know, I bought this iPad, this new toy, and there's this application out there. It's a news company. It's a newspaper in Britain called The Guardian, and they've got this app called Guardian Eyewitness, and it's got the most incredible pictures. And I'm not one that would go out to the internet and just look at pictures, but these pictures are really amazing. And the striking picture that I saw the other day was of the Jubilee over there. Have you been following that at all?
No.
You know, the Queen's Diamond Jubilee.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, it's incredible what a big deal they're making out of that. I can't imagine that ever happening in our country.
Well, we don't celebrate kings and queens, yeah, you're probably right.
Well, I think we do, but...
You're right. You're right with that, too.
Anyway, we have got a great show this morning for you. We have Cambria Smith, who is the president of Transitions Retiree Benefit Group, here with us this morning. Good morning, Cambria.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
We appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. As we always start our show, we want to just get a little bit of background from you, kind of where you grew up and where you went to school and how you got to be doing what you're doing today.
The 30-second background. Here we go. My name is Cambria Smith, and I grew up in Florida and graduated from Florida State University, and I have a background in family and consumer sciences, and that's kind of led me on the path to want to save the world. I started out saving children and transitioned from there into working in the Medicare field through a process of events that happened to my grandparents, and felt like that population of people needed somebody who could really guide them and give them an unbiased educational approach to Medicare, because when we were looking for one, we couldn't find one.
That's a that's an interesting introduction. As we were speaking off the mic, you know my background, and I certainly recognize the difficulty and the misinformation associated with Medicare and what it is, what it's supposed to be, what it is perceived to be, erroneously perceived to be. So it's a subject that's important. It's a subject that needs to be spoken of, and we certainly welcome you. Tell us a little bit now about your company.
Okay.
How did you get in the position of being president? And just tell us a little bit about the history.
Before we do that, I just want to interject because I have a question about what you said. You said you had an experience with your grandparents trying to get some kind of Medicare solution. Tell us a little bit more about what the issue was and what it was that led you to get involved in this particular area in senior care.
Absolutely. Years back, gosh, it's been six years now, my grandmother had called me and had gotten a notification from the group benefits of the company my grandfather had retired from, and that company had been purchased and then had, through that acquisition, gone through a bankruptcy procedure. And in going through that bankruptcy procedure, they lost all of their promised Medicare retirement benefits. And so she called me very nervous, apprehensive about what to expect. And it wasn't a conversation to have over the phone. So I got in the car from Atlanta and drove down to Pensacola, Florida to find out what was really going on. And as we continued to read through the paperwork that had been mailed, we knew that the secondary offering of the group benefit through this proceeding had a lifetime maximum of $65,000 on it. And that's not a lot of money under any umbrella to help somebody with their medical expenses, especially in an aging population. And so I sat down at their dining room table and I knew absolutely nothing about Medicare. But because I was the teacher in the family, I had all the answers, and that's where I started. So I sat down and started reading and started interpreting and understanding what Part A meant, what Part B meant, what the drug meant, the drug plans meant, what the Medigap plans meant versus the Medicare Advantage or Part C plans, and learned Medicare from the ground up and realized that their other friends who were going through this same thing didn't understand what the different components for Medicare were because they were going from group plan to group plan, and they needed to become educated, empowered consumers at that point. And there was nowhere to turn to find somebody who would just teach Medicare. Everybody was willing to sell them a plan, but if you don't know what you're looking for, how do you know which plan to buy? And so through that process of events, I just felt led to start and found the company Transitions, so that we would have a place for these people to get an unbiased resource to figure out what plans meet their needs the best through their own individual needs.
That's a great story, and it's a great transition to you telling us about your company. You have a tagline on the back of your business card that I'm looking at right now called Soft Landings for Retirees. Mm-hmm. So with that, tell us about the company, and then you can explain to us what that tagline means, and we'll go from there.
The tagline, we'll start there. The soft landings from retirees was something that we didn't want people to fall hard into Medicare and make fearful decisions. We wanted them, just as if you were landing a plane, we wanted you to know exactly what to expect so that when your wheels touched, you had a soft landing, that you weren't on some white knuckle ride into the landing strip. And so that's where that was born. But the way that we really built the company was founded on being a resource. So we're really a resource and referral style agency that when you call and ask for assistance, you're going to get somebody on the phone who either has a background in education or social work, which we call compassion fields. And those people have an automatic empathy. Now they're all licensed, certified, Medicare across the board, but you're getting somebody who will take the time and explain. And all of our clients are invited to attend educational seminars because the teacher in me still comes out. And until you understand it and you're educated on it, you're never going to be empowered to make your own decisions. And we don't ever want one of our clients to buy something. We want our clients to be able to select the benefit plan that meets their needs the best.
And I think it's important, as I said, I was speaking with my background earlier. When I was in your arena, so to speak, it was really interesting that education majors or those that had an educational background typically were the ones that as a group were more successful. And it's interesting that you said that about your company, because we found that to be true too, that mm-hmm. it's that teacher mm-hmm. mentality and nature of the individual that really allows you to be of value to the client.
What do seniors not know that they ought to know about Medicare? I mean, right out of the gate.
Everything, I mean, or nothing. I mean, however you wanted to.
How long do we have? Go ahead.
But from the beginning, I mean, mm-hmm. when you're first talking to, an individual or even a company that's providing benefits, what are kind of the first things you want them to know about Medicare?
When to enroll. It sounds so simple that, yes, you turn 65, you should be on Medicare, but there's always the, well, what if I'm still working? That's a great question, because if you're still working, you don't necessarily need to sign up. It depends on your group size. So what we do is we, in our educational seminars, we bring up the points. When do I sign up for B? When does A become effective? What if I want to stay on this sort of a plan? Do I need A and B? What if I'm on a group plan? And those are types of questions that we work with the employer so that they can understand, and we can educate their employees as they retire, leave the group plan, what have you, over into the Medicare field. The other part that they get very concerned about is they can hear bits and pieces that you make sure you sign up, because if you don't, you're going to get a penalty. And that penalty is going to be with you forever. And we don't want fear. And so what we try to do is educate so that people are not meta-scared, They understand they're going to go on Medicare, but there's no need to be scared about this transition. And in a seminar that I did yesterday on just navigating the Medicare maze, the amount of questions that come from the enrollment piece alone is unbelievable. And so we want to make sure people know when to sign up, when not to sign up, and when to call us, and we can work through that. Now, one of the lines we tell employees as they're getting ready to retire, call us 3 months before you don't want to get out of bed anymore. It gives us ample time to make sure that you're well prepared for that transition. And so that's the timeline that we look at. If you're turning 65, call and ask. Everybody's got a little bit different scenario. And we want to make sure that we approach each person as an individual and don't give you just a blanket answer, because that's not fair to anybody.
Now, I know that you do work in both arenas, group arena, which we know being employer sponsor programs, as well as the individual. You spoke of one event being 3 months prior to retirement, but for those that are already retired, there is an annual event that occurs that they at least need to be aware of, and I'm going to throw it to you and allow you to speak to it.
Absolutely, and I'll talk about a personal example on that. What we recommend, because you have open enrollment season for anybody who is on a Part C, or also known as a Medicare Advantage plan, or a prescription drug plan, in which you are able to compare and shop your options and re-enroll for the upcoming year, and you do that between enrollments between October 15th and December the 7th, and so that's the time that you can effectively enroll in your new plans. And I'll tell you about my father-in-law. And last year, when it came time for his new plans, we were having a conversation, and I said, Al, we need to make sure that you're on the right drug plan for this upcoming year compared to last year. Make sure none of your medicines have changed and so forth. He says, no, I'm fine. I'm going to stay on the same plan I'm on. I said, well, the formulary guides change. So what is a formulary guide? A formulary guide is the book that comes with your prescription drug cards, and that's going to tell you every single medicine that plan covers and how much the cost is for those medications. And so those formulary guides change annually. So we encourage our clients, because you'll have medicines that go from brand to generic, and some carriers will either opt to carry just the brand or cover just the generic or neither or what have you. And so you need to continuously check that every single year. And the thing that we did with him was, not only did he end up saving $6 a month on his drug plan, but he saved $750 annually by changing to a different drug plan.
And it's important that the listeners understand that though there is, in theory, not a difference between a branded drug and a generic drug, there is tolerant or issues that you have to go through. So some individual might be able to tolerate the branded, but you move to the generic, which is supposed to be no difference. I'm not going to get into the technical aspect of it. And there are sometimes there is an adverse reaction to
Absolutely.
It. So you have to be careful. And as you spoke of, the formularies can and do have a tendency to change on an annual basis due to cost.
Exactly. I think we had over 15 medications this year alone go from brand to generic. And so next year is going to be a real opportunity for people to reevaluate their needs. And one of the things that surprises most husbands and wives when they call is because we evaluate based on your actual medications as to which plan meets your needs the best. And we don't just throw darts at a wall and try and figure out which plan sounds good. But husbands and wives typically don't go on the same drug plans, which is normally a, wow, we've always had the same drug plan. Why wouldn't we have the same drug plan now? And the main reason is, until a lot of men start taking hormone replacement therapies, you're going to have an automatic differentiator right there off the top, because you're not taking the same meds. You've got different bodies that you're trying to work with. So why should we assume that the plan should be the same? And typically they're not.
Right.
And people who are on more brands versus more generics, different outcomes as well. And so that's where that individualization really is important.
I have found in my history that that open enrollment time really, for most retirees, is a status quo situation. Continue to do what they've always done, or they basically are throwing darts at a dartboard with their eyes closed. Because even I, who have 20 years basically managing this, will have a difficult time sitting down and going through it and understanding every component that for all the different plans that might be.
Absolutely,
in my view, it's not the right way to do it. It's not user friendly at all.
Right, I agree.
But that's a political issue that I don't wish to be diverted to right now. Besides the Medicare supplement type mm-hmm. things, what else would you or could you do for a retiree as far as of their quote benefits?
Yeah, one of the things that we do is we really look at our agency as a resource and referral style agency. And so just because you're calling us for some sort of a Medicare policy or assistance in enrollment, we are also able to help you because we do have social workers in place that you're able to get any additional assistance. If you have a family member or loved one who may be going through rough times and need a low income subsidy to help, or if somebody's been given a prescription for a very expensive medication and it may offset some costs, there are some programs called Extra Help. And so we're able to navigate through some of the social programs that are available to people, as well as we have a vast network of resources nationally. So we don't just operate in Atlanta, Georgia, and Georgia. We actually are available to our clients in the continental 48 states. And so what we're able to do is we're able to give them support anywhere in the country. So if you're a listener and you live in two states and it's time for you to select a Medicare plan, you may want to look at a totally different set of options than somebody who only resides in Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, now, correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I believe this is true. I might be wrong. But are these Medicare supplement programs vary according to state, don't they?
Yes.
They're all state approved, right?
All state approved and are all standardized, but different carriers cover different plans in different states.
Which means there's going to be some variation in formularies and reimbursement possible, or cost rather, not reimbursement, mm-hmm. I don't guess, but cost. So there's always a little difference there according to the state. Okay.
So what you were just talking about, were you referring to your caregiver assistance program, or is that something different?
No, it's all part of the caregiver assistance program. We offer two sides of our company. We have a community-based resource in which we work with people who need support, and they just live in the community. And we also have a side of the company who works with corporate solutions. And part of the corporate solutions is helping the employees who are needing that education and transition assistance from a group plan over into the world of Medicare. And built into that employer solution, we understand that there's a growing group of people that we call the sandwich generation. And for those people who don't understand what a sandwich generation is, that's the group of people who have children at home that they care for, as well as they are now the caretaker or the overseer of the benefits of their family members. And so that's where we created that caregiver assistance program. And we have several corporate clients who don't have a large retiree population at all. They're a younger company, but they've got a lot of employees who are aged somewhere between 35 and 55, and they are the person who signs off on mom's drug plans, or they're the ones that make sure that she's going to the doctor and take her to the doctor. And those are the people that we're able to give the resource to as well. And we had a client recently contact our office. We helped him through his Medicare stuff. And in the midst of conversation, it came up. He said, well, my great uncle lives in Seattle. And I was wondering, do you guys have any resources to help us with assisted living facilities there? He is on Medicaid, doesn't have a lot of income. And we were able to give him the referral source that he needed for his great uncle, and called us back extremely elated that they worked inside the budget. And so we do more than just Medicare and services.
Yeah, it's interesting. You use many terms that we use, sandwich generation. Mm-hmm. I mean, Brad and I consider it's the sandwich generation that truly are our clients, because it's the children of the individuals that's receiving care mm-hmm. that typically is responsible for providing the care in one shape or form. It's interesting.
So how long have you been doing this? Because I heard you say 6 years from the experience with your grandmother.
Industry working on this. We took a couple years to build the transitions model to where we felt like it was really ready to kind of walk on its own. And so transitions itself has been around a little over a year. And we're very proud of what we're able to offer people. And the way we also built the model is because there are so many people who do have limited incomes and they're on limited budgets. You're retired. You have a limited income.
Right.
You're on a fixed income. And so we don't charge fees for our services. So people can call and get assistance and services at no charge, which is not necessarily the norm in our industry. There's a lot of companies out there that charge quite a hefty fee to get the unbiased consulting. And so we went national with this, as well as we represent over 80 carriers and 3,500 plans nationally. So you can truly find the plan that's going to meet your needs based on the telephone conversations you have with one of our representatives.
So let me just repeat this so I make sure I understand what you just said. So your services to an individual, are there's no charge to them for your services. And so obviously if you sign them up with a plan, then that's how you get compensated?
Absolutely. And the same thing with the employers. We don't charge the employers for our consulting services either.
Okay. And how much time do you find you're spending with, particularly with, well, with either individuals or employers, when somebody calls in? What does a call look like?
I wish I had a hard answer. It just depends on the individual. Now, I will say that we do have the majority of the people that work on the phones with clients as social workers, and we lovingly say that they put the social in work because some of the conversations get lengthy. And so they are able to really develop a feel for who they're working with. It's not a timer situation where it says, all right, go. You've got 9 minutes for me to answer your questions and I'm on to the next person. It's a very relaxed atmosphere and environment that we encourage. As far as employers, we like to work with employers throughout the year to figure out what their needs are, because most of the employer plans that we've recognized, even the ones that have retiree benefits, they typically cut people off at the age of 65 and say, well, now you're Medicare, so we're no longer supporting your medical needs. And that's really the way of the future just because of the cost. So we work with the employers so that the people who are going onto the Medicare plans get the education that they need, so that when they get the 6 feet of mail that comes through during open enrollment or when they're turning 65, they understand what these options mean, and they can start to differentiate between what products are coming through their doors, and they'll be able to be consumers and disregard which ones don't work for them.
Good information, and I think the timing is appropriate because we're quickly moving towards that open enrollment that you were speaking of for the individuals. And again, in the group benefits, typically their plan years are a calendar year, so they start looking for new plans about this time. Really, we're a little behind schedule, but nevertheless, for benefits for next year. For our listeners who might have, well, let me, before I go there, is there anything else? We always love a heartfelt, warm and fuzzy story. Do you have anything that might come to mind as far as it relates to a client and how you were able to take care of their needs?
There's so many of them. One of the things that we make sure that we do is we build a relationship with our clients. We actually know what's going on in their lives. They don't just hear from us during open enrollment. They get phone calls throughout the year. And I have one that is real dear to me. She's a client of mine, one of my very, very first clients down in Pensacola with the retiree group for my grandfather. And her husband went through a series of experimental testing and treatments and different home cares and different services that he needed before he passed away. And she would call us, and we were really her rock. She didn't have any children at all. And so we built that relationship with her. And so if a bill had come in and she'd go, now, Cammie, because that's what they call me back home. She'd say, now, Cammie, I got this bill. And I remember we talked and you said I shouldn't get this bill. And so that's when we would actually take care of the billing piece of it as well to make sure, because we knew she shouldn't pay it. It had been filed incorrectly. We'd take care of the filing piece. And so when we knew that her husband had passed away, we contacted as many of the insurances and the doctors and whomever, and we worked as an advocate on her behalf to make sure she did not have to go through that. And to this day, I get a Christmas card from her and so forth, because we've become a part of her family. It's just a trusted role that we've gone the extra mile, and we don't keep referring to her to call the customer service number on the back of her card. And so I love her. She's part of our family. And that's how it is with everybody. We just want to make sure that we treat them as if they were our own grandparents every single time.
That kind of leads me into to starting to close. And as we always do, I want to ask you if I'm retiring or have a loved one that's starting this process. Mm-hmm. And I will say it can be a very, very difficult not difficult, but a very confusing mm-hmm. process because of the terminology and the exceptions and the way the regs are written. But anyway, as someone who is beginning that journey, mm-hmm. what piece of advice might you give them as they start that?
Absolutely. Educate, educate, educate. Know more about the Medicare components. Understand what the Part A deductibles are. Understand what the Part B deductibles are. Understand what your costs for Part B are. Understand terms such as cost sharing on some of these Medicare Advantage plans. Understand the networks. The best advice I can give anybody is when it comes to your doctors, contact your doctors before you ever select any sort of a Medicare supplement or Medicare Advantage plan. And you don't want to just ask them if they accept the plans. You want to get down dirty with them and say, which plans are you in network with? Which plans? You don't want them to just file on your behalf. You want to know that you're going to get the best benefit out of utilizing them as a doctor. And the other thing you want to see is ask if they just accept Medicare. You would be surprised at the numbers of doctors who stop seeing patients who are on Medicare. And so you want to contact your doctors and make sure that you're going to get that coverage, that continuous care, or if they're going to recommend that you go see somebody else.
Yeah, it's great. Your point about surprise on my behalf that an educator advocates that the population be educated. It's true, but it's true. And your statement about doctors accepting a Medicare assignment is also true. And I've got to say, whether we like it or not, that situation is going to grow in the future. So you need to even pay more attention to this issue.
Yeah, I mean, I think that question in the past was irrelevant. Everybody participated in Medicare.
Exactly.
Right.
But you know, we're seeing it more and more in our business and even, you know, just casual conversations. I met an anesthesiologist at a kids sporting event and mm-hmm. we got to talking about it and he said we just don't take Medicare anymore or Medicaid because we lose money on every mm-hmm. transaction and mm-hmm. sad, but it definitely brings forth the need A, to be aware that this is happening, and B, to ask the question, because if you don't ask, then you get into it and you have an expensive surgery or whatever, yeah. you know, and then they're on the hook for the bill.
And I think it's important that our listeners understand that because where we are today with Medicare and medical coverage, don't blindly assume that a national health care plan is going to solve those issues. You got to be careful because it's not necessarily true. So I don't want to get in a political arena here, but you got to be careful about how things are written and what is truly the regs say.
Well, just pay attention,
yeah,
and
that's
the thing, because things are changing, and you got to pay attention.
That's great information. We certainly appreciate your being our guest host today. We look forward to hearing from you in the future. We'll certainly invite you back. Want to publicly acknowledge that if there's a special event coming up in your business or something that might be pertinent to the senior population, we would love to hear from you and try to tap into that also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate you guys inviting me to come out here and speak to your listeners.
So I once again encourage our listeners that her tagline, Cambria's tagline of soft landings for retirees, I think says it all. That's an appropriate statement. You certainly need help. Go ahead.
And I'm sorry, I was just afraid you were going to close without asking her how people can contact
I probably her. Was, Brad. You probably made a good catch there. So let's go for it.
In the local Atlanta area, our number is 678-880-8905. If you're outside the Atlanta area and you'd like an 800 number, it's 800-936-1405. And you can also visit us on the web at transitionsrbg.com. And that's transitions, like red, blue, green, rbg.com.
Okay, great. Thanks, Brad. You always rescue me. That's it for today. We certainly appreciate Cambria being our guest today. We thank her for all the great information that she presented to us. We want to remind our listeners that if they wish to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show, they can do so at ugeriaradio.com. We thank you for tuning in. And as always, we close by saying that if the youth of this nation is its greatest national resource, it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation is its greatest national treasure. Thank you and have a blessed day.
Ujiria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.